Mai Ling Hopgood was born in Taiwan, the fifth daughter in a family that was desperate to have a son. So her parents gave her up for adoption and adopted a boy in her stead. In Lucky Girl, Hopgood shares her experience growing up with her American adoptive family and her journey to Taiwan for a reunion with her birth family. At 7 months, Mai Ling was adopted by a couple from suburban Detroit, Raleigh and Chris Hopgood.
I was always a daddy's girl, and people always kind of said we had the same kind of personality, but my mom and I have just a more subtle, close relationship. Especially since my dad died, we've been very close.
Mai Ling grew up in the Midwest with two younger brothers, adopted from Korea.
During that time, that was in the 1970s, 80s, there weren't so many of us out there. I mean, there are so many more Korean adoptees and Chinese adoptees that I see all the time. There weren't at that time. We were pretty, quote-unquote, normal American family in terms of our culture. My parents really tried to expose us to Chinese and Korean culture, taking us to different cultural events, joining the adoption groups that there were in the area for a little while. I resisted.
She says that's because she wasn't curious about her Asian roots.
When I was very young, all I wanted to be was American, and all I wanted to be was accepted in the world that I was growing up in. I really didn't feel curious. I thought maybe someday I might.
She was in her early 20s when her birth family, the Wangs, first contacted her. They sent her emails, faxes, and letters full of information about the family.
One of the strangest requests was, please buy clothing for your brother who is adopted. And they kept talking about this boy in a very direct fashion. And as well, I found in some of my birth documents a notation by the nun who was a nurse that arranged my adoption saying that my birth mother requested that they not dry up her breast milk because she wanted to give it to this adopted boy that they had. So it was a very confusing revelation at first. And later, you know, I just sort of accepted it. I mean, I understand the culture.
In 1997, at the age of 23, Hopgood visited Taiwan to meet the Wangs in person.
I told myself that this was like meeting some new friends, sort of playing down what a big emotional deal it was. I think I was protecting myself a little.
In her memoir, Lucky Girl, Hopgood recounts that meeting.
When I saw my birth mother and father, I broke out in tears. They called all the relatives and all the sisters. I have six sisters who were raised in Taiwan. At that time, five of them had husbands, and they had all their kids, and I had some aunts and uncles that came as well. So it was a very tearful and chaotic reunion.
That was the first in a series of visits Hopgood made to Taiwan to reconnect and forge a relationship with her birth family, especially with her mother.
They've tried harder to get to know her. I've studied Mandarin, although that doesn't help me all that much because she speaks Taiwanese. I went on a trip to China with her. I took her and one of my sisters to try to get some alone time.
But her efforts didn't seem to bridge the gap between them.
We're just very, very different. She's uneducated, illiterate. I'm, you know, went to the university and I'm a journalist. We have very different cultural backgrounds. We have very different personality. She's very wedded to her traditional role as a Chinese woman, and I'm an American woman, very opinionated and independent. We are friendly, but, you know, we barely talk. We maybe talk once a year at Chinese Lunar New Year for a couple seconds.
Hopgood says it took her around a decade to begin to write about the experience of reuniting with her birth family.
It took me that long to kind of process everything that happened to me and get to know the people involved and get to know more my own story.
Writing her own story, Mai Ling Hopgood says, helped her redefine her own identity. It made her more appreciative of the opportunities her adoptive family had given her and more forgiving and understanding of her birth family that felt forced to give her up for adoption. She says it also helped her become a better mother to her own daughter. I'm Faith Lapidus.